Welcome to episode 83 of the Snowflake SnowPro Course Certification In-Depth Training Podcast, brought to you by Bright Flux. I'm your host, Yakub Abdul Hakim, and today we're diving deep into the world of handling tasks in Snowflake. Tasks in Snowflake are a powerful feature that allows users to schedule and execute SQL statements on a recurring basis, whether you're looking to automate data warehousing operations, streamline your ETL processes, or simply manage your workload more efficiently. Understanding how to leverage tasks is crucial for any Snowflake user aiming to ace their certification exam. Let's start with the basics. In Snowflake, a task essentially represents a scheduled execution of a specific SQL statement. These can range from data loading operations to more complex analytical queries, making tasks a versatile tool in your Snowflake arsenal. To create a task in Snowflake, you'll need to use the Create Task statement, which includes several important parameters: the name of the task, the warehouse to execute the task, the schedule for the task, which can be specified using a cron expression or a simple interval, and the SQL statement itself are mandatory components. One of the pivotal aspects of managing tasks in Snowflake is understanding the task hierarchy. Tasks can be nested, meaning you can create a parent task that triggers the execution of one or more child tasks. This feature is particularly useful for managing complex workflows and ensuring that tasks are executed in a specific sequence. Error handling is another critical component of working with tasks. Snowflake provides several mechanisms to monitor and troubleshoot tasks, including the task history function, which allows users to view the execution history of a task, and the system's abort transaction function to manually abort a task if necessary. Security and privilege management play a significant role in handling tasks. To create or modify tasks, users must have the appropriate privileges. Operational roles like task manager can be granted to users, enabling them to oversee task creation, scheduling, and monitoring. Now, let's talk about some advanced strategies for optimizing task performance. Utilizing the right warehouse size for your tasks can significantly impact their execution time and resource consumption. Additionally, carefully planning the schedule of your tasks to avoid peak usage times can help in maximizing efficiency. For those looking to automate their ETL processes, tasks can be combined with Snowflake streams and triggers to enable real-time data processing. This approach allows for more dynamic and responsive data pipelines, which can be especially beneficial in time-sensitive applications. In sum, mastering the management of tasks in Snowflake is essential for any user looking to pass the SnowPro Core Certification exam. From task creation and scheduling to monitoring and optimization, understanding these features will not only improve your operational efficiency, but also elevate your skills within the Snowflake ecosystem. That wraps up our deep dive into handling tasks in Snowflake. Thank you for tuning in to the Snowflake SnowPro Core Certification In-Depth Training Podcast. I'm Yakub Abdul Hakim, wishing you success on your certification journey and beyond. Until next time, keep exploring and optimizing your Snowflake environment.